Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Megan McElroy. Megan recently earned her Doctor of Ministry in Preaching and comes to us from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sister Megan's reflection is entitled, How Do We Respond?
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. The tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to listen to Jesus, but the Pharisees and scribes began to complain, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." So Jesus addressed this parable to them. What man among you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, would not leave the 99 in the desert and go after the lost one until he finds it? And when he does find it, he sets it on his shoulders with great joy. And upon his arrival home, he calls together his friends and neighbors and says to them, "Rejoice with me because I have found my lost sheep." I tell you, in just the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who have no need of repentance. Or what woman, having 10 coins and losing one, would not light a lamp and sweep the house, searching carefully until she finds it? And when she does find it, she calls together her friends and neighbors and says to them, "Rejoice with me, because I have found the coin that I lost." In just the same way, I tell you, there will be rejoicing among the angels of God over one sinner who repents. The Gospel of the Lord. Driving along I-75 in Detroit on the way to America's great pastime signature event of the spring, baseball's opening day, I said to one of my three companions, "You have the tickets, right?" She double-checked her purse and then said, "Oh my God, I don't." I thought she was kidding. "No, I really don't have them," she said. We pulled off at the next exit, and all of us got out of the van, checking everything. Bags, coats, blankets, purses, under the seats, between the seats. The tickets were nowhere to be found. We called the parish office where we had met and asked them to check the foyer where we had gathered. They looked. No tickets. Opening day in Michigan in early April is more often than not a cold, blustery, sometimes snowy day. And that's what this particular day was. There had been a lot of activity getting our bags and blankets to the car. Maybe the tickets blew away as we were putting everything in the car. We returned to the parish to check for ourselves. We looked all around the parking lot. No tickets. There were new homes being built across the way from the parish. We thought there was no way we would ever find the tickets, but what the heck? It wouldn't hurt to look. We split up to continue our search. Soon there was a cry, "I found one!" Then another, "I found one too!" In due time, all four tickets were found. Our joy was unbridled, uncontained, unsurpassable. It was the highlight of the game day. It is this kind of joy that Jesus is calling the Pharisees and scribes to experience as they observe the tax collectors and sinners drawing near to listen to him and with whom he chooses to eat. When we returned home after the game, each one of us shared what had happened in our losing and then finding the tickets with everyone we met, our friends, our families, our community members, parishioners. Some laughed with us. Some laughed at us. Some rolled their eyes and shook their heads, knowing that whenever the four of us ever get together, there is usually some story to be told. A few actually enjoyed the joy of our lost and found experience. So often, the parables of the lost sheep and the lost coin focus on the experience of the one who is lost, on the, quote, sinner in the story. But the key is on the Pharisees and scribes, on the reaction of the righteous. Jesus addressed the parables to them in light of their complaints that he welcomed and ate with sinners. Note that in the parables, the shepherd and the woman call their friends and neighbors to rejoice with them in their find. Jesus is calling the righteous to rejoice in his finding those who have been lost and in his reuniting them with the community. The one lost sheep is reunited to the 99. The one lost coin is returned to the 9. The tax collectors and sinners are welcomed to the same table as the righteous. And what is their reaction? Before the parables were told, we know that their reaction was one of complaining. We don't know what their answer to this question from today's scripture is, but it's worth giving some consideration. The transformation and conversion of others calls for a response from the community. What is our response? Do we rejoice and celebrate, or do we ignore the Spirit's presence in our midst? Do we allow ourselves to be converted by the conversion of others, or do we continue to go on with life as if nothing amazing has happened? We know, for example, that when women and men return to their families and or communities after being in treatment for alcohol or drugs, life cannot remain the same for anyone. There needs to be a shift in reality, in attitude, in practice, on everyone's part. The same is true when the broken, the lost, the outcast of our communities return to the life of the community. Everyone is called to change, to adapt to new behavior. We cannot continue to hold the sin, the hurt, the whatever wrong they have done over their heads. As in the case of those recovering from alcohol or drug abuse, families, friends, and communities are invited to rejoice in what God has done for them in their recovery, in their healing, and not keep wondering, when will they fall off the wagon? In our own lives, our Christian discipleship calls us to shift our own attitudes when a brother or sister returns to community or returns to a relationship because he or she has been found, healed, and accepted in light of God's love. Christian discipleship calls us to shift because that's what it means to live in the Spirit of Jesus. Christian discipleship calls us to shift because we know deep in our hearts that that's what we would want if and when we are the ones who are lost and returning to community and relationship. The healing of the one who has been lost extends to the community as well. In some mysterious way, when the one who has been lost and is then found, the community, depending on their reaction, has an opening to also being found in a new and deeper way, discovering even more who they are called to be. What will be our response? I don't know about you, but I'd much rather find myself gathered around the table with those who know how to celebrate and rejoice in the life and promise and healing of the one who calls us to be more than whom we imagine ourselves to be, members of the body of Christ, welcoming the lost and the outcast, rejoicing with those healed from brokenness, and celebrating the return from exile so that all might know wholeness. Thank you.